Jerry, you're a little scratchy. You're a little scratchy there, friend.
Okay, is that any better right there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, your audio is about 50%, but there's some frying pan noise in the back. If you can get your audio up a little higher, I think you could pretty much squash the static.
Here, work through the remote desktop, but I think we can get that accomplished here. How better now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. Your preemptive message about VBJ on the remote link, that's also scratchy. So whatever system you're coming in through, I'm not exactly sure why it sounds like that.
And 3, did you hear remote link system?
We're coming in on the Annapolis repeater, so we're just demonstrating a link here, which is back to Baltimore here on the Annapolis repeater transmitting out of Towson. So we're going to go ahead and hook up on the ENCO link system for the rest of the night.
Okay, very good. Very good. We've got quite a few thunderstorms in the area, a lot of temperature inversion right now as the cold front moves through. All of it could have some impact. I'm not exactly sure if that's the case. KB3MXM will be starting in about 10 minutes.
And 3,
the remote
link system.
All right. We're here at Charlotte. We've got, about 10 people here in the trailer this evening. Various racing electronics officials, and looking forward to the net. We'll catch everybody over on EchoLink, N3DDJ, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, Jerry, we'll see you on the EchoLink side. KB3MXM, the name is Marty Baltimore.
KB.
Mr. Paul, just a little broken. Your audio is great, signal strong, just a little choppy there, maybe off the key, I'm not sure.
Right now, but I just wanted to make sure I had the...
Yeah, I think you need to, like, stand on one leg, but you got the repeater, but not the whole time. All right, KB3MXM. And good evening, Alistair. Thank you for joining us once again, recognizing Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo before we get started. Thanks again. Audio 1, checking 1, 2. Audio 1, there we go. That's a little bit better. KB3MXM, checking audio.
N3VBJ, how's the audio over here? Testing from Charlotte.
It sounds really good, Jerry. You got a little bit of echo. I'm not sure if you're on another unit there or not, but very strong, very clean. Thank you.
Yeah, I had I got the volume up on Annapolis, so it can hear itself coming back through the link.
Yeah, it certainly can. All right, we'll be starting here in just a few minutes. We'll give a chance for everyone else to join us. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, the Maryland DC Section Manager, and you're listening to the Friday 8 p.m. Section EchoLink Conference. Please stand by.
BJ from Charlotte, North Carolina, standing by.
This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland DC Section Manager. We'll be starting in just a few moments here as we let opportunity for other stations to join us. We have some special guests this evening that will also be joining us via EchoLink, and we're also hoping to have some on board that's going to give us a presentation this evening on methods of communications. I'll also have some information about linked networks in amateur radio. All of that in just a few minutes. Please stand by. This is Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference. Starting in just a few minutes, we're going to give a chance for some other folks to join us. KB3MXM. All right, we'll be starting in just a few minutes. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference. I'll give a few more minutes for other stations to join us, and we'll be starting. Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started. This is the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Conference. It's held on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system, Warsh underscore DC. Thank you, John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to use your system here. So let's think back a little ways. I'm sure many of us, some of us, might remember. They might remember this comment that was made many years ago. It said, "Fire up the color teeny, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air." The famous Tom Snyder, whose birthday was just a few days ago, the late Tom Snyder. And we get to do that once a month here for the section as we let the information fly through the air. We have a great list this evening from hams all over the area, including our special guest who joins us each month, Alistair from Africa, who records our sessions and uses them for his amateur radio club and his hams there in his area. So I'd like to recognize Zulu Sierra 1, Oscar Kilo. Thank you very much for joining us. Stand by. All right. We'll recognize the stations I have so far, and then we'll go down the list of repeaters, too. I see WA3TOI, Mr. Kurt. Thank you for joining us from Skywarn. Rich joined us, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Our assistant section manager and editor of our news, KZ3AV. Mr. Al, thank you. And also Father Al, W3YVQ from National Traffic System. Our Atlantic Division representative, Mr. Jim, WI3N. And Jerry, also from Skywarn, and joining us from Charlotte Motor Speedway with a room full of guests we're hoping to entertain, N3VBJ. We have the KA2JAI, as the repeater would say. Repeater online, we have Milford. Thank you, Milford, for joining us, November 3 Whiskey Yankee Golf. And we have Scott from Baltimore, KB3JQQ, also LinkedIn. And we have the WB3GXW-R system from Washington, also with us. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, it's a one-man show over here for operations, so we have to make sure we copy everybody down. All right, so once a month we meet here on the Echolink repeater. It allows us to pull together the potential of thousands of amateur radio operators from all over the state, the region, and the country. Maryland has over 11,000 hams, Maryland, D.C., in a very important geographical area of the Mid-Atlantic. So we all have an interest in amateur radio for many things, from emergency communications to social activities and how we help our communities. We're going to cover a few of the ham fests, not all of them. We're going to talk about some of the activities that are happening within this area. I hope you got the section news. We got that out rather late this week. My regular 8 to 5, or in this case 5 to 5 job, got in the way. But I hope you got your Echolink. I hope you got your section news delivered today. If not, check. It should be in your inbox. You can always find it on the MDC website. We'll let Jerry join us in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me go down a few things that I'm gonna hopefully have for you this evening. We have W3YVQ, and if NI2W was it, I think, or no, it was WB3FTQ. Might be joining us to talk a little bit about PACTOR and the National Traffic System. I'm going to give a little presentation on linked radio systems, talk a little bit about that. And then Jeff, you can get it right off the website, right off the ARR website. It's not protected. You can get right to it. So the little text window down here, lots of things going on. We've got text fields going on, and we've got chatting going on. All right, let's move on. So we also share what's happening in the area. We show we share the activities such as HamFest, special events where we're helping our served agencies or community activities as well. And if you have any of those things going on, share it with the group here, please. Let's take a break. And for those who are new to this, well, like I said, we meet once a month on the third Friday, 8 p.m. here on this Echolink node. Wash_DC. Let's go to some of our repeaters and see if we have anyone joining us. Do we have anyone on the KA2JAI repeater system that would like to ID your call sign, please?
P3KWP.
KA2JAI.
B3JQQ.
Paul and KA2JAI. We've got you in too. All right. Do we have any? Do we have any stations joining us on the WB3GXW-R repeater system? Your call sign, please. All right. Nothing heard there. Do we have any other stations on any other link systems? We do have Jerry. He's direct on EchoLink now. Do we have any stations from other linked radio systems that would like to check in? Your call sign, please.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo on KA2JA.
Okay, we have Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Any others? All right, we're going to go with this list as it is right now. All right, the first I'm going to do is I'm going to entertain you with some information about linked radio systems, and then we're going to turn it over to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, to give us a short presentation about PACTOR and linked systems for message handling. Let's take a break. Let all the repeaters reset. We'll get back to you in just a moment. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Conference. Please stand by. All right, folks, I'm going to talk a little bit about linked radio systems. Now, this information is available through the Internet. The ARRL website, that's the American Radio Relay League website, and any amateur radio club in your area should have information about this, as well as any hams that might be participating in. So let me talk about some of these. EchoLink, as you're listening to right now, is a system that connects amateur radio operators to repeaters and simplex links, as well as other hams. It includes an interface for information, as you see on the screen. There's documentation and node information that's found online. These systems are available to you on your PC, your tablet, your smartphone, and through amateur radio VHF and UHF repeaters. Right? IRLP, the Internet Radio Linking Project, also called IRLP, is a closed-source project that links amateur radio stations around the world using voice over IP, which is what you hear now. When you wish to access the system, you can use your radio. By keying the radio, announcing your call sign, waiting, and then entering the access code from the tone pad, will access many repeater systems throughout the world. Once you're finished, you simply press the PTT or push the talk button. You dial 73 in most cases, and you disconnect from the system. Right? D-Star, the Digital Smart Technologies for Amateur Radio, is a digital voice and data protocol specifically for amateur radio. The system was actually developed in the 1990s by the Japanese Amateur Radio League and uses frequency division multiple access and minimum shift keying. This is basically a packet standard for voice. So it turns voice into digital packets. Digital packets are transmitted. Those digital packets are converted back into analog, and you get to hear what's going on, as well as other information that can be passed along, such as GPS locations or short messages. Right? X, or wires, is a wide coverage internet repeater enhanced system. That's what that stands for. That is an internet communication system which expands the range of amateur radio communications worldwide or locally. For wires X, an amateur node station is connected to an internet and is used to as an access point to connect to wireless communications of the Internet. There's also access points for D-Star and WiresX. You can use your HT. I'll talk about that in just a moment. There's other systems, the All-Star Link system, primarily Pennsylvania, Maryland, and D.C. It's similar to Echolink and IRLP. It uses the Internet to connect multiple VHF and UHF repeaters together. And the advantage with this is it has much wider bandwidth and higher dynamic range, so the audio throughput is much better. This system, WANRS, which is the Wide Area Network, is comprised of repeaters mostly in the Mid-Atlantic area of the East Coast. There's also a system called PRN that uses DMR radios to do pretty much the same thing. That also allows you to connect to stations worldwide. And you can find that in most of the southern states, Raleigh, North Carolina, South Carolina, those places, they have the PRN system there. That doesn't preclude you from connecting. That's just pretty much where it's at. Now, if we go a little bit higher in frequency, we get in what used to be called HSMM mesh, or now called broadband hamnet. This system we use high frequency, very high frequency, up in the 2 gigahertz bands, amateur radio privileges there. Wireless connections with backbones between systems using off-the-shelf commercial equipment or off-the-shelf standard equipment that has been adjusted to use this. And these systems can use 900 megahertz, 2.4, 5.7 gigahertz band, and they connect together as a mesh network that other systems can connect to as an amateur radio operator. You've heard of things called ham-wan. Ham-wan is one of those terms you might hear. Take a break. And there's also for systems like, for example, they have a system in the Southwestern Division. These guys created this, members of the ARDEN, A-R-E-D-N project. They were awarded a special recognition for their work in this system. Also, these systems can be connected through microwave. The SARENET in Florida is connected using microwave backbones and not the Internet. And they use that system with partnership with the Florida Department of Transportation. And it becomes basically a sandbox for further research for interoperability and survivability of communications. Right? And the last one I'm going to talk about this evening really doesn't fit in any of those other categories, but it's worth mentioning. The DV Mega Raspberry Pi, you've probably seen these microprocessors if you're into that type of thing, very small computers. Now they've been integrated with radio equipment. So you can have a dual-band radio that is essentially about less than the size of your smartphone, it seems like, or about the same size as your smartphone. It can be run on a minimum battery, a cell phone battery, or one of those wall chargers will be more than enough. And it allows you to have capabilities to also link in with your D-Star radios or your WireX radios. So that you can actually use these small devices as hotspots. So like, for example, where Jerry's at with his guests in the room there, if every one of your trailers had one of these on it, you'd have your own mesh network, and radios would, you could interoperability with any type of radio, P25, DMR, Yaesu, ICOM, FRS, GMRS, it really doesn't matter, right? You're linked in. So as long as you follow the rules and you don't break them, you should be good to go. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're going to give an opportunity. Let me just recognize some of our special guests this evening. First of all, Jim and WI3N. Jim, a few words for the group from the Atlantic Division, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. I talked with Tom Abernathy, who is at the Hamvention. I believe he's doing a little tailgating out there. And we'll be back home after Hamvention. So we're looking forward to getting together with him. Need to get out some stuff and do some things. So that's good. One other thing to note, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club has a station at the Laurel City EOC, and that's undergoing renovation, so our repeater is down, and but they're moving along pretty quickly. Hopefully we'll get set back up in a couple of weeks. That's about it from here. Thank you, Marty. Back to Matt, WI3N.
All right, Jim, very well. Did you tell T-Mark you guys are down for a while?
No, but we will be doing that. We thought we'd be back up a few days back, but didn't happen. So we will do that. Thank you. WI3M.
Okay, thank you very much. T-Mark provides coordination and governance over radio repeaters and radio systems in this area. Many areas have that, and that just helps to make sure everything goes smoothly. Thank you very much, Jim. Let me go over to KZ3AB. Mr. Brownie, the assistant section manager and the editor of our news, and well as many other wonderful things. A few words for us this evening, sir. All right, nothing from KZ3AB. And now let's go down to, we're going to do Skywarn, and we're going to cover Jerry real quick if he has any questions, and then we'll move to W3YVQ. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Actual Link Conference here on the third Friday every month. First, let's go to Kurt, WA3TOY, Skywarn. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Marty, and the rest of the net. We just wrapped up a Skywarn net a couple minutes ago. We had some severe thunderstorms come through Anne Arundel County. Not sure about the other counties, but Anne Arundel was definitely alerted. I think parts of Howard and PG as well, if I recall. Other than that, we don't have much going on. The news around here at my QTH is that my daughter's now engaged, so we're having to plan wedding stuff, and that's going along pretty good. Back to you, Marty, WA3TOY.
All right. Well, congratulations. And the best to all of you. All right. Let's go to November 3, Victor, Bravo, Juliet, Jerry, also one of our Skywarn coordinators here, and also coming to us from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Go ahead, Jerry. All right, we'll come back to Jerry. Let's go to, we have another Skywarn spider here. Let's see, let's go to N3RES. Is that Ray? Are you also with Skywarn there, Ray? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Ray, N3RES. Yes, I am with Skywarn. I went to the class that was at the Harford County EOC, and went ahead and got that. Now, what I'm getting ready to do is sign up for Baltimore County races. I'm interested in the public safety. I'll send it back to Nick. This is November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. All right, let's turn it over to W3YVQ. Do I still see him on? He is right there, W3YVQ. W3YVQ, our section traffic manager and traffic extraordinaire, is responsible for a good portion of all of the guidance and procedures that we use for documenting those and passing those along, as well as having him in this section is a great resource and wealth of knowledge that we have access to. So let's go to W3YVQ. Father Al, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Marty. And since Don's not here, the frog got me. Since Don's not here, I'd be glad to give a little presentation on the general topic he was going to discuss, if that's okay with you.
KB3JQQ.
Go right ahead, sir. KB3MXM, Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link, and we're going to listen to W3YVQ.
Very well. Well, when I get to jabbering, I have to keep my eye on the clock for the timer here for the systems on our Echolink conference bridge and repeater links, since they're shorter than many repeaters and timers. But the principal issues before the NTS back in the early 2000s was how to expand and improve our manual national traffic system, which consists of a fleet of voice nets and CW nets that meet at regular scheduled times to be able to pass through liaisons traffic from any section in the country going to any other section in the country for manual delivery by telephone. And with modern digital technology, we were able to make two giant leaps for mankind in that regard. I'll discuss the radio email layer first and then the digital traffic network. They are somewhat different in their topology and the strategies used to provide survivability during national emergencies. The first will be the Winlink radio email system. Since it is highly likely that during any emergency situations that develop significance, there will be a need for handling record written traffic for CERB agencies. And that includes not only the agencies themselves, such as FEMA, National Telecommunications people, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, and the myriad of VOAD organizations, starting with the most familiar Red Cross, Salvation Army, etc., all the way down to food banks and over 150 total VOAD organizations. And that written message traffic is necessary because voice communications is not particularly trustworthy when you have a considerable amount of information and data to be passed. Unless you formalize it either into a radiogram or some other format. In the radio email system design, we chose to use the standard email format that all of you and all of our served agency officials are familiar with, the standard RFC 822 with extensions email format like you use with Outlook or Outlook Express, Mozilla, Pegasus, etc. And I'll explain the Winlink topology here briefly. Right? The Winlink system consists of a global fleet of central message servers, which are like giant email servers of the kind you might find in AOL, Comcast, or whomever. And they are tied together over the internet so they mirror one another, and any one of them can maintain the entire Winlink network. And connected to them over the internet are a significant number of HF gateway stations, which can handle connections from stations anywhere in the country on HF Pactor or HF Winmore, which is a sound card implementation of Pactor 2. And if the internet fails, the HF gateways talk among themselves and will migrate any messages posted onto the system to a gateway station closest to the point of delivery, which makes it infrastructure independent. And the magic of the Winlink system is that using the client software, and there's three choices for that, you can post a message in full email format onto the Winlink system, addressed to a station at winlink.org anywhere in the country, and as soon as it arrives on the CMS or on the gateway stations that are talking amongst themselves, it's available for download by the recipient in full email format. And that includes multiple addressees, multiple copies, a standard subject line like you have in regular email, and attached binary files. They do restrict certain kinds of attachments, such as zip files and exe files, but documents and GIF files and JPEGs and sound files are all fair game. Therefore, if you consider the current status of Winlink, we have a fleet of HF gateway stations and CMS internet connections, which allow any station in the United States to post an email message into the Winlink network, either over the internet, through a local packet gateway station connected to the central message servers or to one of those HF gateways using Pactor 3 or WinMore on HF, totally independent of the infrastructure. And the packet gateways themselves are also independent of the infrastructure, since when the internet fails and they can no longer talk to a central message server, they have the ability to operate software on board the same computer, which will talk through a Pactor modem or a WinMore modem to other stations, but most notably through a Pactor modem to one of the HF gateways to access the rest of the network. The point is, right over your head is a nationwide email network that you can connect to by radio. You can also connect to it by telnet over the internet if it's convenient and available to you, and take advantage of the speed break. The radio email layer has several clients. The airmail client, which was written by Jim Corman for the SailMail organization, has built-in drivers for the Pactor modems and for a number of packet TNCs and for telnet over internet connections to the WinLink system for sending and receiving radio email, which is simply email over radio or telnet internet. The RMS client produced by the WinLink development team is a more modern program that can communicate on all four of the modes, telnet, packet, WinMore, and Pactor as well, using the appropriate TNCs. And there is a PackLink application which can be set up at an agency, and it becomes a post office through the one area station at the site. And when mail comes in for one of its clients in the agency, known by a tactical address assigned to that workstation, the mail automatically shows up on that unique workstation. So you could have 100 users spread around the EOC, all served by one Aries station linked into the WinLink radio email layer. And we have several stations here in MDC who regularly check into our section traffic handling nets. Don WB3FTQ is one example. And with his Pactor modem, he's able to check the radio email system on a daily basis or as often as necessary to process radio email in and out of the section as needed. And he also operates as a net control and traffic handler on the single sideband nets. So he provides a bridge between the manual systems and the automated digital systems. But rather than discuss all the possible hardware and software options for WinLink, let me discuss briefly the digital traffic network, which used to be called NTSD, which is a slightly different version of the radio email layer. Right? The digital traffic network consists of a fleet of hub stations, three of which are at area level, that is, one for each third of the country, eastern, central, and western. And subordinate to each of those hubs are stations in each of the regions. For example, here on the East Coast in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 8th regions. And there are digital relay stations, or digital traffic stations as they're now called, who connect to those region hubs. And when they do, any radiograms for their area are automatically downloaded to them. And if they have outbound traffic, they, in the same exchange, can upload messages going anywhere else in the country. That's all done via HF radio exclusively. It's totally infrastructure independent, so long as we can get gasoline to the hub station operators. Right? However, unlike the WinLink system, it is not global. On WinLink, you can check into any gateway and you will get your mail. So an HF station like Don, with his Pactor 3 modem, can check into a gateway in Florida and post a message for Maryland, at the other end of the state, for example, just to make a ridiculous example out of this. And a station in the other end of Maryland could connect to a gateway station in Norfolk, Virginia, or New York, and he would find his mail waiting there, and it would be automatically downloaded to him. The digital traffic network, on the other hand, is a devoted hub architecture, so that stations here in third region check into the Philadelphia hub station and post mail, and that's where they receive their mail. They can't check into the fourth region hub and get their mail, since it's not steered there by the routing determined by the address information in the radiograms. Now, the digital traffic network is essentially a radiogram-devoted hub system, which operates 24/7 nationwide, and those digital traffic stations can download the traffic for their particular section and have it delivered on local sideband or VHF nets, etc., and post outbound traffic likewise. So Don, with his Factor 3 modem, is able to check for radio email inbound and outbound. He's also able to check the third region hub in Philadelphia on a daily basis, and all radiogram traffic coming into MDC that shows up anywhere in the DTN will be routed down to the third region hub, and he will get it on his equipment when he checks in. Very simple. All he needs to do that is a computer, a Factor 3 modem, and an HF radio to which the modem is interfaced. On Winlink, stations can also use packet TNCs to connect to the VHF and UHF gateways, of which there are four or five very active gateways here in MDC. There are about 1,000 countrywide, which allows them to make their connections over a shorter range and use the advantage of higher speed on 450 at 9600 baud, for example. Right. And therefore, anyone willing to get into the modern world of NTS, we'd love it if you would learn CW and how to handle traffic on voice and CW, and we have a Maryland SlowNet for helping you learn how to do those things on CW. And our various nets will help train you in voice handling. Documentation's available on our section website for learning how to handle a radiogram. If you get a Factor modem or a WinMore software implementation of a modem, you can transmit radiogram traffic through the digital traffic network or radio email traffic through the Winlink system. It also turns out that the digital traffic network can handle email formatted text between the breaks of a radiogram, which means the digital traffic network, which normally handles plain radiograms, can also handle the contents of ICS forms. All of those new layers that we have added are intended to augment and provide service to the Incident Command System under the National Incident Management Networking Scheme that is managed by FEMA. It's ICS NIMS. And interestingly enough, ICS domains can extend across section and state boundaries. Hence, we have chosen networking in the NTS, which works just as well across county and state boundaries as it does nationwide. So that's what Don does, and we also have a WG3K, Eric, doing the same thing for us here in MDC, and a number of other people operating Factor for radio email point-to-point and through one of our hub stations in Cumberland, so that radio email can be used within the section as well. That's the 25-cent speech. Marty, thanks for the opportunity to refresh everybody. And we do this presentation once every several years, so I hope we caught some of the new fellows up to speed on the topic. W3YVQ, thank you all. Have a great Preakness weekend.
Okay, Al, very good. Thank you very much. Very comprehensive presentation on digital communications and meshless handling. We're going to take a quick break, let all repeaters reset. We're going to identify KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC section EchoLink, and then we'll come back to N3VBJ, Jerry, who has found a satellite signal. Stand by, everyone. All right, that should be enough time. N3VBJ, Mr. Jerry and your guest there at, I think that's Concord, they call it, North Carolina. Please come back and introduce your guest for us, and maybe perhaps they could tell us where they're from. N3VBJ.
Well, good evening to Marty and everyone else here on the EchoLink conference this evening. We are coming to you from Concord, North Carolina here, from the infield at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We've got about 10 guests here, which are all racing electronics employees. We are based out of Charlotte, so the 2 weeks that we're down here at the Motor Speedway is a good time for all those folks to come out and see what the rest of us do here in the company. And we're enjoying the presentation here tonight. Got a lot of people scratching their head. Had no idea that there was a an entire internet system that was RF-based that we amateurs use to pass messaging and so forth during emergencies. So that seems to have whetted their interest. And a couple of quick notes for those of you that are on the digital modes. From the Dayton Hamvention, there was quite a bit of activity on X-Reflector 038 Charlie, direct from Dayton. In the DMR world, they're using Worldwide One and also the North America Talk Group. In the Fusion world, they're using FSC2 Reflector 90, which is the America link. So if you have any of those three modes and can connect to those reflectors, you'll hear a lot of traffic out of Dayton this weekend. Switching hats to Skywarn. Most classes have been squelched until the end of hurricane season. The last class in this area is down in Virginia, which is convection, which is the 25th. During the month of May, we had 48 people that attended a class in Harford County EOC, and we had about 125 people from Anne Arundel County, and there were two other classes that week. So in the month of May, Skywarn gained about 400 new spotters, which is a good thing. We're going to keep it short here, and we'll keep EchoLink up here for the rest of the conference. And everybody here is enjoying listening to amateur radio from the Baltimore area. We've also got the K2JAI repeater coming down on my personal link, as well as EchoLink here in the trailer. With that, back to the conference and 3DBJ.
Okay, Jerry. Well, thank you for sharing our interest with your homecoming group there. Nice to know that when you're in town, it's a good time to reconnect with everyone. And thank you for joining us this evening, our special guest in Concord, North Carolina, and to Jerry, N3VBJ, and his ability to link us with them this evening. The technology here is simple. Application is easy, but the effort and the compassion that goes with it is endless. And that is exactly what our disaster survivors are looking for. You know, every organization has, or hopefully has, a disaster plan. I'm sure your organization does too. And the question is, though, with amateur radio and your work with volunteer organizations part of that? And if it isn't, it should be. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to go through the rest of the list. I've got a few more people that are still here, and I want to check in with them. Take a second, and we'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland, D.C. Section Manager. Everybody just stand by. Let these repeaters reset. We'll be right back. All right, let's see who's left on the list. On the list tonight, we've gone through quite a few. Let's go to Rich, Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. Sorry, folks, it's not in any order, so, you know, I don't have a co-pilot working over here. I'm just going to take the next one I have. AB3WR, go ahead.
Hi, this is AB3WR, Rich. Very good meeting today, and I've enjoyed it, and not really handy using EchoLink, so each time I use it, it's something new to learn. And I use D-Star and HF and VHF and all, but EchoLink hasn't been one of my primary means of communication, so, and that's about it, and I'll return it back to you.
All right, Rich. Well, when I got my Wires X, and the learning curve is rather steep, and I don't have enough time to really focus on that right now. But thank you for joining us this evening. Let's go to KB3JQQ, Mr. Scott. I think I said Jeff earlier. I'm sorry. Mr. Scott in Baltimore, a few words for us this evening, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. I think I know. Yeah, take my audio level. We had a nice little storm this afternoon. Came through. We had some fingernail-sized hail. It was about 410 or so. It was definitely coming down. And the first time I set up my EchoLink node, I definitely used up my supply of swear words, but now I got it set up and works pretty good. By the way, next VE test from the Laurel Amateur Club, well, I'm sure there may be others, but the one I know about, the one that I help work with, is Saturday, June 10th at 2 p.m. Do get yourself pre-registered at veteam.org, and remember, since it's a Laurel test, there are no fees, and that's a good thing. With that, back to net, KB3JQQ.
Absolutely. Get your upgrade before field day. Well, thank you, guys, from Concord, North Carolina. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming and joining us this evening. Have a great evening. I hope you guys have lots of fun doing whatever you're doing down there, and look forward to seeing you again. Let's go to N3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, for a few words, sir.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, or good night. Whatever the case may be, wherever you are at, this is Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. And I did come back to you, Marty, when you read my call first time, and I said Merry Christmas. So I don't know if anybody else caught that or not, but we're looking forward to Santa Fest in December in Cheltenham, right behind the military cemetery there in Cheltenham. So quite encouraged with that. I was sitting here listening to it, a very good expose from Mr. Al on the various methods of digital communication and such, so I thank you very much. So with that, I'll pass it back. Everything else here in the great city of Bowie is nice and quiet and dry. So KB3, MXM, and the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. And I'll be clear in QRT. Thanks, Marty, and good night.
All right, very good. I'm going to go to my two stations that checked in via repeater. WJ3K will be next, but first let's go to Paul, KB3KWT. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, I don't have anything to respond. N3SEO, I thought he would be here tonight. But we do have an Aries meeting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we lost the last end of that, Paul. Yeah, there's an Aries meeting at the, I think, at the EOC over there in Anne Arundel County. Is that correct? All right, I'm sorry, Paul. Not quite pulling the repeater down the whole time. Let's go to WJ3K. Sir, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty and all. WJ3K in Severna Park. We had a storm pass through here, and it was good to be up on Paul Warner with Kurt, WA3TLY, and know that we had communications even if something went haywire. We had 2 inches of rain in an hour, so that's reportable, and we did that. At the Aries meeting tomorrow at the Anne Arundel County EOC in Glen Burnie, if anyone wants to join us, you can't get through the door without someone coming to the door. We will be monitoring the repeater on 146.805, phone 107.2 at WC the repeater. So if you want to see us, holler at us on the repeater, we'll come to the door and let you in. We have a new assistant emergency manager in the county who is really active in working with us, and is looking like it's going to be a good year, and then some J3K.
Well, that is good news. Very good indeed. Remember now, if you go to the EOC and you want to join the Aries group at their meeting tomorrow, remember, you've got to call on the repeater, 146.805 with a TL tone of 107.2. Because I will tell you that the door is nowhere near the room that they're in. And unless you just have to be lucky enough to catch the glimpse of somebody that can hear you, there's no reason to rudely bang on that door because they might not hear you at all. How about, I don't know if he's still here or not, how about we go over to, and I'm looking for it, I can't find it, maybe he's not here anymore, I'm not sure. Do we have KA2JAI, are you still here? I don't know. If you are, go ahead.
JQQ.
Still here, Marty, thanks. Thanks for mentioning the VE exam sessions in the section news for the Laurel LARC and for also the Maryland Mobileers. Tuesday evening, the 23rd, we'll be at the National Electronics Museum. It's our usual fourth Tuesday evening session. Walk-ins welcome, so like Marty said, if you're interested in an upgrade in time for field day or just an upgrade anyway, come on over. Everybody's welcome. Back to you, Marty, KA2JAI, 73.
All right. Bring up that they're also in June, there's going to be a there's going to be the Century Club, the 3905 Century Club is going to have a get-together, Eyeball, as they call it, in Upper Co, Maryland. Matter of fact, it coincides with the Father Day Hamfest. And the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club is having at the Arcadia Volunteer Fire Company Carnival Grounds in Upper Co, one word, Upper Co, Maryland. There is information in the section news about registration and attendance fees and what other opportunities there are for those Eyeball attendees to participate in the Hamfest, and possibly, I think there's also something about a free tailgate spot, too. But you have to register, you have to be paid to get those things. And I wanted to talk about Hamfest. Well, of course, Hamvention is underway. I am not there, once again. Had to miss it. Work and everything else. Manassas, Virginia, June 4th. Then, of course, Cumberland Valley. It sounds interesting. The location is the Cumberland Valley Engine and Machinery Association Show for the Cumberland Valley ARC Hamfest, June the 17th. And then June 18th back here, Father's Day, Bark, and Upper Co. And then the next one is Harrisburg in July. We won't go any further because we've got time to talk about those. Also, field day. I can't emphasize this enough. If you're going to order your stuff, order it now. We're about a month away. You don't want to be without your T-shirt, your hat, your mug, your pin, your flyers, your posters, and without your site being registered, because if it isn't registered and it's on the locator, I can't find it. Okay? Read your section news. I'm going to try to be APRS the whole time, but if you can mark your location, you should. All right. Stand by. We'll be right back, and then we'll close. And before we leave, is there any station I did not call or would like to say a few words before we end this evening?
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India. I'd like to say good evening to everybody on the group, and everybody have a good day and a good weekend. KB3, WQI, clear.
Hey, I did see you, and then I lost you again on the list, and you came back again. I'm glad you did it. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And being part of the group. Glad you made it, okay? All right, that'll be it for this evening. I want to thank WB3GXW, John Creel, for allowing us to use his Echolink server here. A lot of capabilities here, folks. You should really take advantage of it if at all possible. And for those that are listening on the repeater systems that are linked in, to those repeater trustees, operators, and owners, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this evening and linking in your system so other hams can enjoy the Maryland Section Echolink Conference. To everyone here and to our friends elsewhere all over the world, have a great evening. Enjoy ham radio. And remember, share it with a friend. 73's all. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, the Maryland DC Section Manager. 73's all. Good night.
We're North Carolina.
Hello, Mr. Jerry, and may you get exactly the same number of pieces of equipment out of the races this weekend as you put in. Over.
We usually do, but most times they no longer work. Several people here in the trailer this evening were very impressed by your presentation and wanted to send a special thanks up to Baltimore there.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. It's the Windlink system is particularly amazing. Since we dreamed up a set of things we wanted to do in the NTS, and that is have a simple messaging system of modern format, that is with upper and lower case and all the punctuation, the same as you do with regular email, so even a Red Cross official could drive it. and that was entirely possible with the Windlink system. So you put a station in a shelter, and it doesn't matter if the internet's down in the block he's in, or in the state he's in, or in the country he's in, he can reach out by radio to a packet gateway or an HF gateway and send an email to a station anywhere in the country, and it's available for download as soon as the upload is completed, within a few seconds, and the station on the other end of the link can check for his mail through any gateway he chooses at his convenience, and pop, there's his mail. So it's like having one gigantic Comcast or AOL email system nationwide, but instead of being restricted to accessing it over the internet, you can access it by radio. It jumps over the infrastructure laws. So that fills the modern leg, the third modern leg of the system. The digital traffic network was up and running in before 2000, and that handles our standard Western Union type radiograms and the new hybrid that contains ICS form information in the text 24/7 nationwide. And that's all augmented by a cadre of brass-pounding CW operators and single sideband voice operators who can transmit radiograms in the old-fashioned way, as some like to put it. Because they are versatile, they are distributed, they are independent resources, and it's almost impossible to put them down. So by augmenting that nationwide asset, by adding the digital circuits, we really have saved the best of both worlds, we think.
J-Q-Q.
I was explaining to the group here how the group of, I guess, the control operators that volunteer, there's, I think, 50 or so that have delegated themselves to forwarding a lot of this message traffic into and out of the different regions, and they're always there. So the mail always goes through, and I think what I'm going to do is I've got some radiograms here in the trailer. We're going to have them fill them out, and there's a local traffic net down here in Concord that comes on at 7:30, so we may pop onto that net and send some messages back to their folks here in the Concord area and give them a taste of the national traffic system.
Oh, fine business. That'll be a lot of fun. And we quite often support activities in both North and South Carolina during disasters through our HF connections. We all get to know one another over the years, which is one of the powerful aspects of our manual net systems. And those liaison stations and operators are frequency agile and net agile, so they can go wherever the work is needed to be done. The digital traffic network that handles the radiograms through the hub topography are unmanned, 24/7 operational. The operators come in and massage the paths and routes in a national disaster in order to work around walls of stations and so forth. But generally, they can go to bed, and the traffic flow system automatically hands off. The same is true of the radio email system. The manual net system guys sometimes take offense to be awakened at 3 a.m. Hi.
Yeah, I can imagine. As long as we've got the Echo Link here up, it shows some of its worldwide capabilities. Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo, are you still on?
Jerry, I don't recall he's ever checked in. I think he's asleep. He goes to bed and sets his recording equipment and comes back the next day to take a look and a listen.
Yeah, I did hear him check in once, and I did recall it was very late there. Do you remember exactly where he's from?
He's in South Africa, but I'm not sure exactly what city he's in. I don't recall, Jerry.
Okay, well, that even broadens it even further, that not only do we have the entire state of Maryland, probably Virginia, West Virginia, parts of Pennsylvania, all linked together here via amateur radio and the internet. We've also got a station popping in here from South Africa. So it's been an exciting evening here in the Racing Electronics trailers. And I've also got the DV4 home, the digital radio here in the trailer. We were listening to some D-Star and some DMR and also some fusion activity here this evening. So amateur radio is alive here at the raceway.
Roger, roger. And the variety of internet-related digital networks that have been developed specifically within amateur radio are exploding in number. There's a plethora of them out there, including the even the older voice repeaters that are linked together. We strove in the National Traffic System to provide radio all-the-way system, so we don't have to worry about whether the internet's up or not. But if your operators there can envision coming home from work and finding there's no signal on their cell phone or iPod, and they fire up the PC and there's no internet connection, what do they do? Well, in amateur radio, we've got to do something, and the message has to get through. So we made sure that our radio email layer and the digital traffic network and, of course, the voice and CW nets can all bridge that loss of infrastructure anytime we need it to. And that's a help even if you have very localized internet losses or overloads or public safety radio overloads. The amateur circuits are independent and separate and survivable. So amateur radio provides a very powerful emergency communications resource, and it's keenly appreciated by those involved in the incident command system and NIMS emergency management program nationwide, not to mention local emergency management in our own individual counties and cities, etc. Anyhow, always an honor to have your guests aboard for these conferences, and we wish them the very best. Best regards. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened here at the beginning of the net. I don't know whether there was a solar flare or whether it was solar winds. We lost our company satellite here, which we've nicknamed the Death Star. It dropped off for about 2 minutes. Signal strength went from about 85 dB down to about 20. So something's aggravating the satellites up there in space, but it seems to have cleared up, and we've held the signal ever since. So the Death Star ever comes down, we can still get back to Baltimore somehow. And with that, we're going to go ahead and shut things down here in the trailer and try to enjoy the rest of a quiet evening here.
I'm in business, Jerry, and I haven't looked during the conference here, but there is a significantly large coronal hole on the surface of the sun looking our direction at the moment, and the solar wind started to pick up, I noticed, around 5 p.m. local time up here. And I imagine it's going to go up quite high, and that may be the cause of your increased noise floor. They're expecting possibility of G2 storms and aurora as a result of the solar wind. So that may be the culprit. The sunspot activity is nil, and the solar flux in the X-ray regions is hanging down in the A level, which is 100 times less than levels that you get interested in for increasing HF propagation. So I suspect solar wind is the more likely culprit. Over.
Exactly. Looking at the signal analysis, that's exactly what it was, because I went back and listened to the data stream coming down from the satellite at 52 gig, and it had some serious selective fading. So it's really wreaking havoc, and that's evidently what it is. So hopefully things will hold out for the weekend. We've got a nationwide race here tomorrow, and we've got the All-Star race on Sunday. So, and then we'll be here the following weekend for the big Coca-Cola 600. So we'll be down here all week.
There is a Coke 600 a night race, or is that a Sunday regular?
That's actually Monday evening. Begins at about 6:30, and depending on Rex, could finish sometime around midnight.
We get to watch the lights go by. Very good. Well, keep turning left. Number 3YVQ 73.
All right, we'll leave the echo link up here for a few minutes. N3VBJ coming in here from Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina.
Did. You can explain that to the fellas.